What goals have you set for yourself in the season, if any?
To be honest, I haven't set my personal goals yet. Just team goals, and that's to win games.
What kind of a whirlwind was it these last couple days, trying to get into camp on time and then, you know, signing yesterday and being right out on the practice field?
You know, it's been a long couple of days, but at the same time, I wanted to get here on time and be with the guys. It's like my family now, and you know, I really love these guys. I can't hear you.
Bill talked about your work earlier in minicamp. Did that help? Did you notice that you were at least up to speed?
Oh, you know, the minicamps definitely helped. I feel like if I would have came in here, you know, without going through OTAs and stuff like that, I would really be lost. But, you know, it's still a complex system, and, you know, I'm still trying to get it down.
Any veterans at your position in particular that have helped you out, whether it be in these last couple of days or during this practice?
You know, Bruschi and Dallas have really helped me out a lot. You know, those guys, they played for a long time, and they're great guys, and they've really taken me under their wing.
How much of that is learning the Patriots, schemes that you need to know defensively, and how much of it is just the idea of being a pro?
You know, to be honest, it's a mixture of the both of them. They tell me to hydrate myself at night, do things that will help me the next day, and, you know, they also help me with the plays, you know, watching film and things like that. So those guys have really been great up to this point.
Gerard, you came right down to the first day of camp for signing. Any worries or concerns, or how was that difficult process to go through coming down to the last minute like that?
It definitely was. You know, I was really anxious to get up here with my guys. Scott Pioli and that group did an excellent job getting the deal done, and thankfully I'm here.
That was sort of your first taste of the business side of football. What was your reaction going through that process for the first time?
To be honest, I just want to play football. I just want to stick to the field, not the business part.
When did you find out the deal was done? When did you finally agree?
Like midnight. I got the call, and I was on a plane that morning. Got up at 5 o'clock.
So where were you, down in Virginia?
Yeah, my brother got married, so, yeah.
Did anybody tease you about missing the morning session yesterday?
They did. You know, I heard a lot from the guys. And, you know, at the same time, they understand the business side of the game. And they welcomed me with open arms. You know, I still had to carry pads for all the guys, but it's cool.
You find yourself more comfortable outside or inside of the field? Is it at the point where you just want to be on the field and learn?
No, to be honest, I just want to be on the field and learn.
Obviously, a lot of hard work and play, but have you given yourself at least seconds to suck it in and say, I've arrived in the NFL?
To be honest, I never felt like I've arrived, even in college. You know, I've always felt like I had to get better each and every day to be what I want to be on the field.
Whose pads did you have to carry?
Oh, Bruschi and Adelis.
Yes.
Both of them, yeah.
Gerard, just came in late here. It's going to be a repeat question for you. Yes. How did it feel to be out in the field yesterday for the first time and then obviously today?
Not really. You know, those guys are great guys. I don't mind carrying pads. It's part of being a part of the team and building that camaraderie. So.
You didn't tell them I'm first round pick. I don't have to.
Not at all. We all come in here on equal playing fields, and you know, I learned the Patriot way. You know, Coach Belichick treats us all the same.
What was the day like for you? Just waiting for the anticipation of getting it done.
It was a long day. You know, I was actually in the bed when I got the phone call. So, it was happening about 12:30 at night. I woke up the next morning at 5 in the morning to catch a flight up here. So,
from where in Virginia?
Hampton, Virginia. Yeah.
And what time did you get into Boston?
Like 8.
You come straight here?
Yeah.
And then in the morning session, we still had to hammer out the details. Is that why you had to wait till the evening session to get out there?
Yeah, they had ironed out a few wrinkles, but, you know, they got the job done. Did an excellent job, so.
Is that frustrating to have a deal sort of in place but not be able to practice in the morning?
It definitely was frustrating. You know, I really wanted to get out here with the guys, so.
How much did you feel that you missed? I know with the spring camps, and I think Bill made that point, Bill Belichick made the point this morning, with the camps, you don't miss as much, you know, when you miss a day. I mean, did you feel like you were able to pick up where you were?
Most definitely, but at the same time, this is a complex defense, and, you know, Coach Patricia's done an excellent job, you know, helping me along the way catch up with the rest of the guys.
How about those one-on-one pass rushing drills you did with the
back? Oh, yeah. You know, I love contact and things like that, but, you know, it's a different level, and I still have a lot to learn, so.
Take any notes from Bruschi's moves on that?
I definitely did. You know, Bruschi, he's an older guy, but he has some good moves.
You're not going to try that leap over the block one, though, are you? See him try that one?
Maybe in year 10.